This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
To the crass behavior of human beings. People are still responsible for what they do. But there is a new dynamic in there. And that has just been on steroids the last 18 months. We'll be back after stories and news. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Monday, there has been one death and 58 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. The resident was a female in her 60s. Macon County has now had a total of 14,480 cases since the start of the pandemic. The Illinois Supreme Court announced today an amendment to Order MR-30370, which extends the temporary stay on residential evictions through October 3rd, the same date that Governor Pritzker's moratorium is set to expire. Amended Order MR-30370 is available on the court website by going to nowdecatur.com. The extension of the temporary stay through October 3rd allows for more rental assistance to be distributed through the statewide court-based rental assistance program, which was launched throughout Illinois on September 15th. Under this assistance program, litigants may qualify for up to 12 months of past due rent and 3 months of future rent to prevent eviction and homelessness. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Avoiding a shutdown and defaulting on debt, I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The House passes a bill to keep funding the federal government for a while and raise the nation's debt ceiling, with only Democrats voting yes.
Senate Republicans are expected to block it. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the GOP doesn't want to be involved with the Dems' plan.
We're not involved in any bipartisan discussion regarding the reckless taxing and spending legislation.
He's introducing a measure that doesn't include raising the nation's debt ceiling, but keeps the feds funded through December 3rd. To that, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
Republicans seem intent on driving our country down a dangerous road that leads off a fiscal cliff.
Without a deal, the government partially shuts down at the end of the month. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Biden, after his address to the United Nations in New York yesterday, met one-on-one back at the White House with the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Prime Minister Johnson praised the president's commitment made at the UN.
On supporting the world to adapt to climate change, doubling the American commitment that's very important for us.
The UK is hosting a world climate conference in Scotland this November, which President Biden pledged to attend.
Fox's Gunal Scott. The president also responding to a lawsuit being settled between the wife of an American diplomat and the family of a British 19-year-old she killed with her car 2 years ago, Harry Dunn.
Based on what I've been told, it was not an intentional act. It was someone who is new to driving on the wrong side of the road, quote unquote.
Our government has refused to send Ann Sekulis back to England for a criminal trial. The body found in Wyoming Sunday is now confirmed by a coroner to be Gabby Petito, a 22-year-old who went missing during a cross-country van trip with her boyfriend Brian Laundrie. He's been missing since last week. The search for him resumes today at a nature reserve in Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Are you on Medicare? A new report from the Medicare Board of Trustees says it will run out of money in 2026. Yes, that soon. Now, Stinchfield talks to the insiders and reveals the shocking story of Medicare. You need to protect yourself. Watch Stinchfield's series on Medicare tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system and most streaming services. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Medicare is in real trouble. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Prosecutors say a man now charged with murdering four people in St. Paul, Minnesota, told his father he snapped and shot a couple of people. Their bodies were found in an abandoned car in Wisconsin. Antoine Suggs is in custody in Arizona, waiting to be sent to Minnesota for trial. His father is charged with four counts of hiding a corpse. An airport in San Francisco is the first in the country to require coronavirus vaccines for all workers.
That's by order of the city government. Those who qualify for an exemption will be subjected to weekly testing. It applies to roughly 46,000 on-site personnel, including employees of contractors and retail tenants. Some airlines are also requiring their employees to be vaccinated.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. Macy's is holding a national hiring day tomorrow, looking to staff up for the holidays and beyond.
The department store chain is signaling a pre-pandemic level of hiring and said it plans to recruit 76,000 full and part-time workers for its namesake store, Bloomingdale's and Blue Mercury, as well as call centers and fulfillment and distribution centers. About 48,000 jobs will be seasonal, while the remaining positions will extend beyond that period. Macy's hiring push comes during a major labor crunch that has led retailers to raise wages to attract workers during the critical end-of-year shopping season. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The R. Kelly defense team is wrapping up its case at his trial in Brooklyn, New York.
R. Kelly will most likely not take the witness stand at his sex trafficking trial, according to one of his lawyers. The 54-year-old has denied the accusations that he was a sexual predator who used his team of assistants to groom young victims and bring them to Kelly to exploit. His lawyers have portrayed the accusers as groupies seeking to take advantage of his fame. Kelly's accountant, John Holder, was the latest to take the stand for the defense to testify that he never saw him torment his alleged accusers. Holder described seeing Kelly with a backpack full of cash to take the women and girls on shopping sprees.
That's Michelle Polino. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Your dealer. Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Be breezy also with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For Wednesday night, or for tonight, I'm sorry, partly cloudy with a low around 47. For Thursday, sunny and windy with a high of 70. And Friday, sunny and windy with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06. And this look at your weather brought to you by Palmer Tire, now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, September 22nd edition of Buyers and Company. Local Decatur kid, Ron English, you know, we've had him on the show a couple of times. He's now in business with an NBA player at Nike, Nick. Sent me the pictures last night. Next.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'll be out of pocket starting tomorrow night all the way through Sunday with the Ryder Cup. Just I'm all in. ESPN did an amazing story with a ton of not really interviews, but just players talking about the first tee shot they ever hit in a Ryder Cup.
Wide range of emotions?
How they struggled to even put the ball on the tee.
No, how? So it was mostly the same.
That's how nerve-wracking. To where, like, Jordan Spieth doesn't even remember. Like, can't remember what anybody else did, can't even remember his tee shot. That's how nervous he was.
Is it just pride of country, or is it the legacy of the Ryder Cup? What is it?
It's that in college you play for a team, right?
Right.
But when you turn professional, and most of them turn professional, they don't go to 4 years. The really good ones go pro.
Mm-hmm.
And you go out there, and it's you and your caddy against the rest of the field, and you play your game, and you've done tens of thousands of these swings. You know, it's muscle memory. It's all that. Now, all of a sudden, you're not only playing for a team, you're playing for the United States of America or Europe. And you got a flag on your shirt. And you're either home and away, and there's a gigantic crowd, and the noise and the buzz. And it's just different. The Super Bowl is just a football game. It's the same 100 yards.
Right.
But it's amped up beyond belief, right?
Mm-hmm.
postseason, whatever. So I'm reading through Sergio Garcia and Ian Poulter and Patrick Reed, and you know, one of these guys says, I don't know if I can do it. I mean, he's walking up tee, like talking himself out of being even able to hit that first shot. A tee shot is a nerve-wracking thing for most people because most golfers are amateur golfers. And if you've got people standing around the tee or you're playing in a tournament, you know, where there's two teams on a tee, you know, meaning the first team goes off and the second team waits and goes off second. Whenever there's an audience, it's a little nervous. I mean, it's the first shot out of the bag.
Yeah, and you're just standing there and people are just looking at you. That's also weird. Not even performing anything. It's what are you all looking at?
That's just weird at Hickory Point, you know, in a scramble.
Sure.
Now, televised, jam-packed, playing for country. And it's like you get the realization. You go through your routines, you go to the driving range, you do the putting. But when you walk up to that first tee, it's for real.
You know, that also made me think of something a little different or a way of looking at golf that I hadn't looked at it before. In those circumstances, if you were on the big stage of like an NBA game and you miss your jump shot, next time down the court, you can shoot the jump shot or make an adjustment and do it again and again and again. If you mess up that opening drive, you've kind of pooched, that the pooch is totally screwed there for that particular hole. You're digging yourself out of sand, out of woods, out of a creek, you know, and the whole trajectory could go completely awry off of one thing if you don't set the table right.
Yeah, and even the players didn't play on Friday. You know, we're all there to watch it, so they knew what to expect on Saturday morning. And I mean, a guy struggling literally put the golf ball on the tee.
Wow. I guess that is a pretty big deal.
So I'm all in, rooting for the young guns. And I'm a total homer. I don't have hatred for the other side.
Right.
But I might be chanting USA.
Yeah, that's the only
Not
chant
in the
I'd do.
Trumpy way, in the 80 Olympics Miracle on Ice way.
Yeah, that's my team. I'm going with USA.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you?
That's an easy one.
But like every other sport, it's not as hateful as, I mean, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we just don't have, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, back in the day, Michael Jordan wasn't hanging out with opponents.
Right, but the difference is now they work together on, you know, they see each other on the same tours. There's a lot of crossover.
Yeah, but it's also, there is a, like I said, I don't know if it's good or bad. I'm neutral on it. There is just, there used to be a more cutthroat competition thing than there is today about that being the enemy. And I think it's probably a good thing it's not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was the war on the shore where, like, Paul Azinger and some of the Europeans, I mean, it got ugly.
Hmm.
You know, and now, you know, I mean, listen, you watched The Last Dance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's never been a more cutthroat competitive athlete in the history of athletes than Michael Jordan.
Nope.
And I'm not saying Kobe, I think, was that way.
Yeah.
I don't think LeBron's that way.
No. Not really.
They're more buddies, you know, than...
They're coworkers. I mean, they honestly look at themselves as people that work together.
Mm-hmm.
And they do on and off the court, really.
Yeah.
Bron's got a new number, too.
So it is not as intense, maybe, at that level. And I think the same thing's in golf, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the European players play on the PGA tours. These are guys they
globalization
see every
of
week,
sport.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's not, but I'm telling you, though, it gets tense.
Mm-hmm.
You can give putts. You can do gimmies in the Ryder Cup, which is not ever, ever allowed. You know, I mean,
what do you mean by that?
I mean, if like, the European team is on the green and they're 2.5 feet for their putt and you miss your putt that would have tied them, you can go, that's good. They don't have to actually putt it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it can also be used as, oh, well, I made my putt, so if you make that, we're tied. I think I'm going to go ahead and make you make that. And then that can be considered, well, that it's short enough. You really ought to concede that because that's the sportsmanlike thing to do. I mean, you get into that area of, nah, we're going to make you putt that. Now you're insulted. Oh, you're going to make me putt this. you know, because kind of the unwritten rules sort of say, you know, so all those little elements that aren't in a regular golf match. And there are in your match. I mean, we do gimmies. We play golf with a foursome. You do that all the time. It's generally a gimme is within the
length of the club.
No, God, no. The length of the handle, the grip.
It's like a foot
on the club. Yeah.
Okay.
That would have been old school rules.
I know you do sales for a living, but this is a good sale. You've pitched pretty well.
Okay. I hope it lives up to it. At its best, it will. I mean, if it's a good Ryder Cup, it will. If it's a blowout, it won't.
Yeah. This is the most interested I've been in golf since anything other than a Tiger Woods sort of thing.
Whistling Straits is pretty, too. All the long prairie grass and the mogul. I mean, it's not like a flat American green sort of, you know, course. It's pretty to look at.
I do like to play it on the video game.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
So you play golf on a video game, but have no interest in golf.
The way it's just presented, it just...
I mean, I'm honestly just intellectually curious about how it is that you find something so boring and with reason in real life that you find action in a virtual world.
I don't know. I mean, but there's a few things like that. There's some racing, flight simulators, stuff like that. I don't know. I like it.
Okay. Well, flight simulator makes sense to me because it's like you're not flying. I mean, most people aren't pilots. You can go play golf.
There are some people that have the cockpit setups at their house.
Okay, now that's like 9/11 weird. I think the FBI should be talking to them.
My buddy the other day told me that he did a commercial flight on Microsoft Flight Simulator from Orlando to something like Chesapeake, Virginia. And then he was like, it was everything you thought it'd be, boring and strange.
Yeah.
It's like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. All right, so you sent me a link last night.
Yeah.
I don't collect sneakers.
I know you don't.
But I buy a lot of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Yeah, and these were somewhat close to the crossroads of maybe it would pique your interest. It's at least worth going, oh, that's cool. I figured you'd at least say that's cool.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of the look.
Right.
It wouldn't be something I would wear.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, the difference between you and me is I would buy to wear, you would maybe buy to collect, or vice versa, or maybe you would do both. I'm just buying to wear.
Yeah.
And Ron English, our very own, who's been in these studios a couple of times.
Yeah.
Who did the Elefanka painting mural over on the north side of Eldo a few years ago. One of my favorites.
Yeah, he's easily one of my weirdest celebrity stories, and I've met lots of them because I was a fan of his before I had any idea he was from Decatur.
Yeah, right? I remember that. You were like, what?
I couldn't even.
Nick, like, geeked out, and it was.
It blew my mind, honestly.
Because he's, you know, global.
Yeah. I mean, I've studied him. I mean, but you don't go look and go, oh, that's a Decatur boy. I mean,
right. So I could buy these right now, right? I mean, this is a partnership with Kevin Durant.
Yep. Yeah. So what Nike will do on their sneakers app is they will put out some shoes. And a lot of times they'll partner up with famous artists from, you know, Mr. Cartoon to Ron English to, you know, anybody that they can get their... You know, hands on that will collaborate.
This is the first one I'm aware of with him, though, right?
I think I've seen other shoes of his, but oddly enough, my same buddy sent me those because he knew I was a fan of Ron and goes, hey, look what just dropped on the app. I think he's buying them because he likes how they look. But yeah, Durant, those are his signature shoes, and the colorway is done by Ron. And they've got like wings on the top of them for the Velcro strap, and they look pretty cool. I don't love the strap across the top, but I love the print.
What's the price point on these?
$160.
Now, see, I'm looking at online, was $268, now $190. I'm seeing all kinds of different prices.
Huh. Well, maybe they sold out, but the link I sent you should have been directly to Nike.
Yeah, it was, but then I Googled it because in the app it didn't have the price.
So that's part of the industry is to buy them and sell them. I mean, that happens instantly.
Interesting. These are the KD... 14?
Yep, his 14th shoe, KD being Kevin Durant.
I know he's done something with Crocs.
Yeah.
And maybe something with Vans.
Mm-hmm.
So he's done a little bit of this.
But these will be a little more limited. You know, like
right.
When Nike drops them like this, they'll be limited.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What do you think, just my consumer mind is curious, you know, what does an artist get out of this? I mean, is it? Do you do it for the exposure? Do you do it for the money? Is it a combination of both?
Yeah, it's both those. The global brand and also the global.
I mean, I kind of have a feeling of what Kevin Durant gets from Nike. I don't know, like, when they bring an outside artist in, what they get out of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for a lot of the artists to be able to kind of look at what they do in a different way. Instead of pinning it on a canvas, how would this look as a shoe? You know, what that's, you know, and so you're starting to see the crossroads of a lot of your favorite artists or even the athletes. Like, the athletes will say, hey, this is what's important to me. Durant, his first shoe had homages to video games, you know.
Sure.
And so it's just a lot of cool stuff like that. Weirdly, I have a pair of shoes that I ordered that are Michael Vick shoes that have laser etchings of dogs on them.
Oh, my God.
Which is a cringe to have now.
Sure. Yeah, they're $160 on the Nike at Nike.com. And they're available now. They're loud. I'm not a big fan of the wing. I'm like you. I don't the you know. But if you're gonna take like a graffiti muralist artist street feel, right? That's what it feels like.
And also, he uses vinyl and toys, so it's got to have a little bit of both. I think street and the idea that he can make these sort of resin and plastic icons. It's a lot of fun.
It makes me sad that so many people don't appreciate. You know, I mean, this is a hometown kid who has gone on to be a world famous street artist.
One of the very best.
Like, kind of the godfather.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, way before there was a Shepard Fairey or other people. I mean, Ron English was.
Who are his contemporaries or his friends?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say they were mentees. I mean,
right.
You know, and we've got this incredible mural here in town. I wish. It were somewhere more prominent.
We should talk about another one. We should get your Hulk baby.
I would absolutely love that. I really would. And you know, the feeling, I know artists are you know, and please don't take this the wrong way, are a little different in their thinking, and sometimes people find, you know, their stance on whatever to be. Like, that's not what it's about. I mean, I know that there's politics in the art. I know there's expression of opinion in the art. But, man, can't you just, you know, if you watch Casablanca, you don't know who the director voted for.
Right.
It's just a piece of art that's worth the attention. I don't know how else to explain. I mean, that seems like a simplistic way, but, I mean, it's like I don't have to agree with everyone's opinion to appreciate their talent.
Right. Because, I mean, you don't agree with most people.
Does that mean?
Not you individually. I'm saying, like, you look at the backstory of all this different stuff that's been put out to you.
I know. But we're way too down the rabbit hole on this stuff.
Does it look cool?
I mean, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had in my life with complete strangers. I mean, literally, that start the conversation with, well, you know, I don't agree with you on everything. And I'm like, okay, neither does Lindsay. I mean, wait, who does?
Right. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to just consumer-made art, like, so shoes, do they look cool? If so, buy them. And you want them, buy them. If not, move on. There's nothing to be said or done with those other than, are they cool?
Now, will KD wear these?
He won't wear them probably on the court, but I'm sure he wears they fit current NBA fashion. Yeah, I'm sure he wears them.
Okay. Interesting stuff. I didn't know. Thank you for sending that to me. We need to get Ron back on the line with us. It's been a while.
He's been doing a lot.
He seems to be, like, I don't know. I can't tell if he's doing more or I'm just more aware of what he's doing.
I would say probably both. He's got so many collaborations. I mean, it's unbelievable how much he works. I wish I had his job where every day you just kind of are just creating.
Just do something new.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, and we ought to be very proud.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I can't remember.
Like, last time he was here, he had the pop-up shop right next to the Arts Council.
Yep.
And we went down, and you videoed it. I mean, he talked for, like, 35 minutes, right?
And that was right after he had bought that Banksy painting and made national news.
Right.
We got to ask him about that.
He got drunk.
Yeah. And then flipped it for a profit without ever paying for it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That was fun. All right. We can get the Ron English KD14 at Nike.com for $160.
It's a good value for basketball
shoes. Not bad.
Yeah, basketball shoes are usually $200 plus.
You know, shoes, I'm a total snob.
Yeah?
I mean, you can outprice me. Don't get me wrong. I mean, some of the higher end, like, fashion brands are just, you know, it's ridiculous. These are ugly, and I'm not giving you $800.
Yeah, they're the same company that's like, hey, here's $1,200 jeans. And it's like, what?
You know, and even the jeans, you can kind of sort of understand. It's the $900 T-shirt that no one will ever be able to explain to me.
That was where I was first going to go, but I was going to say like $600, and I knew you would say, nah, $600 is a steal.
No, it's a T-shirt.
Right.
I know what goes into that.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Hey, today we've got a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Be breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 47. Thursday, sunny and windy with a high near 70. And Friday, sunny and windy with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:25.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
Are you searching for a comfortable, safe, and secure environment where you can welcome family and friends? Eagle Ridge is the place for you. Eagle Ridge is the affordable assisted lifestyle community for adults age 65 and better. Enjoy your private apartment with home-cooked meals, housekeeping, and a gorgeous patio and courtyard. They also have a 24-hour emergency response system with nursing staff on call for your personal care needs. All this in a financial assistance program that makes Eagle Ridge affordable for everyone. Call 872-1282 or visit Eagle Ridge, 875. West McKinley.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday. Good morning and welcome. I'm finding all kinds of prices online if you're not careful. StockX has these shoes for $190 when you can buy them directly from Nike for $160.
Oh, yeah, that's somebody just throwing it out there.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And they do, because you almost assume a lot of times these are gone. So if Kanye's shoes, his Yeezys, they'll come out at like $200. They'll be $390 by the end.
Where is Kanye right now in the greater scheme of things? I mean, he feels downhill to me.
He just released a brand new album. He's on top of things. It's huge.
His album is getting terrible reviews compared to some other recent hip-hop albums, including Lil Nas, that's come out and had rave reviews.
It's a good album.
I'm not arguing that. I'm saying the Kardashian divorce, the sort of...
He's in a spot.
Because he's been very upfront about his mental health issues. It feels to me like the guy's spiraling a little bit.
I would agree with that personally. His career's doing fine, but I saw him outside his house at like 4 a.m. with paparazzi harassing him. It just, He's not doing all that well, it doesn't appear.
You wonder how long you can stay at the top of that sort of game with being an influencer.
I think he's doing fine in that regard, brand-wise.
We'll see. I see a lot of his stuff clearanced out. Like, you go to, like, the high-end department store kind of stuff that he's been...
Oh, that stuff, sure.
Well, no, I mean, it's the whole Yeezy thing. I mean, you know, a lot of his fashion stuff, like, seriously clearanced out at way reduced prices.
Wow.
Fashion's a fickle thing, man. I mean, it is, you know, you're on top, you're not on top. I saw a whole story before we go to the break here about all the things you can buy related to the James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somehow they went from Rolex to Omega watches, but there's a whole Seamaster. I mean, it's everything. The caviar, the sunglasses, all of these high-end brand partnerships that they have with the movie, right?
Right.
To sell you product. It's a ridiculous list.
I can't afford any of it.
Well, I mean, even if you could, right. Would you?
No.
Right?
Right.
All right, we'll get into a little bit of that. Topper's coming up at the bottom of the hour here. We do have more tickets to give away. We're going to have what appears to be postseason tickets for the Cardinals and that last series against the Cubs, right? Courtesy of First Mid. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The U.S. and Mexico say they are expelling Haitian migrants camped out in a small Texas border town, but some reports say otherwise.
The AP quotes one official as saying some Haitian migrants in Texas have been released into the U.S. with notices to appear at an immigration office in 60 days. Another said large numbers of Haitians were being processed under immigration laws. That comes despite the Biden administration's claims that they would face immediate expulsion.
Fox's Jill Nato. Former President Trump is suing his estranged niece and the New York Times over a 2018 story about his family's wealth and tax practices, partly based on confidential documents provided to reporters by Mary Trump, who's accused of breaching a settlement agreement. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Do you want a chance to positively impact the Decatur community and grow your career? If you've got the passion, Decatur Memorial Hospital is the place. Right now, Decatur Memorial Hospital, an affiliate of Memorial Health System, is hiring for a wide range of positions across multiple departments and clinic areas. Apply your passion today and visit jobs.choosememorial.org to see all available positions, benefits, and more. Come discover all the things Memorial has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
Decatur.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to have a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 68 and breezy with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 47. For Thursday, sunny and windy with a high near 70. And for Friday, sunny and windy with a high near 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees and your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we get the great pleasure to visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the Cardinals make it 10 in a row.
You know, the last time they did this, winning 10 in a row, Albert Pujols was a rookie. 2001. That's pretty crazy, and what a great time for it. Cardinals beat the Brewers 2-1. They're almost on easy street. I don't want to say that because not quite mathematically true, but they're up by 4 over the Reds, 4.5 over the Phillies, and 5 over San Diego for the second National League wild card spot. And, you know, you can't help but recall 2011. That team was 8.5 games out with 21 to play. And a lot of people had written them off, and just as a number of people had written this team off. And that 2011 team ended up winning the World Series. It's just an amazing kind of similar story where they've found themselves in the nick of time, and now they can't stop winning. And that's exactly what you want. There's a couple things going on. First of all, the bullpen has been just such an annoyance all season, and Alex Reyes was the closer, and it was he seemed uncomfortable. He became ineffective, and now they've determined that he's much more comfortable and much more effective if they maybe wheel him out in the sixth inning. Maybe he's a little less nervous. Maybe he feels a little different kind of pressure. He thrives in that earlier inning situation. Giovanni Gallegos has been closing a number of these games. They wheeled in Luis Garcia, who's a veteran guy who's throwing the ball hard and throwing the ball great. And then you have Adam Wainwright, who is 16-7 with a 2.89 ERA, a second in the major leagues in innings pitched with 196 and a third. And so you begin, when you get this lead in the wild card race here, you do begin to project, well, what will happen in that game, because, you know, one of the cruel truths about baseball is the wild card game happens in 3 hours. All of this that has happened over 6 months can go right out the window. You lose that game and you're done. And so, you know, are we going to get an Adam Wainwright versus Justin Verlander Cardinals Dodgers wild card game? That would be really quite something. So it's been fun to watch them. Last night, Jake Woodford, there's another guy. You know, this is a guy that was bad last year, bad the first half of this year, and all of a sudden he's changed his pitching repertoire and he's doing some things differently, made some adjustments. Last night, 5 innings pitched, no runs, only gave up 2 hits, and the bullpen came in, pitched 4 innings, gave up 1 run and 2 hits, and they're doing it. So Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati. That helped. Beat Cincinnati 6-2. San Diego lost to the Giants. That helped. Tonight, 6:40, St. Louis at Milwaukee. Miles Michaelis pitches. And tomorrow it's an afternoon game at 1:10, and it's Adam Wainwright's turn as St. Louis finishes their series against the Milwaukee Brewers. So really playing great baseball right now. 10 in a row is hard to do, whether you're doing it in May or middle of June or right now when it really matters, and they're doing it right now when it really matters.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll get to some golf and the Ryder Cup with Mark Tupper. This look brought to you by First National Bank, the Quality Bank, coming very soon to downtown Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's talk a little golf.
Well, I heard you guys talking about, Brian, the nerves Ryder Cup participants feel, particularly on the first tee. And I'm always a little bit reluctant to compare Ryder Cup to the Signature Cup, which was the event we held here in Decatur against Bloomington. But there is a legitimate comparison in this regard. The reason that we created the Signature Cup was to mimic the Ryder Cup because we felt like there was a real excitement about team golf. And golfers never play team golf. They play for themselves. They get out there on their, you know, their Tuesday night league, or they get out there on a Saturday or Sunday with their buddies, and if they play poorly, who cares? And let's pop a top, and here we go. But when you slap a logo on a shirt and you tell someone you're competing for your community, or in the case of the Ryder Cup, for your country, it makes all the difference in the world. It is a different level of pressure, and golfers are not used to it. And this business about what happens when you go to the first tee is legitimate. That is a real deal thing. I have seen golfers come up and say, I mean, they've been physically shaking, and they've said, I think I'm going to throw up. And you get to the first tee, and again, this is a minor league version of what happens at the Ryder Cup event, but Joel Fletcher was always there, and he made a big deal of announcing the golfers, introducing them. Well, they never have that in anything they play. And so all of a sudden, your nerves are a lot worse. I know of at least a couple instances, I think probably more, where in the Red Tail Run parking lot, a golfer came up to an assistant captain and said, I need a beer or I need a drink before I can get to that first tee because I can't hold on to my golf club. And that happens. And guys get up there, and I've seen some awful drives where guys were just nervous. They would never hit a ball like that. I've also seen in the very first Signature Cup, Nick Chadwick step up there and bomb one about 360 yards. And it's just a different deal. And you will see it magnified by anything I could explain in the Signature Cup this weekend when the Ryder Cup takes place up at Whistling Straight. But what you mentioned about first tee jitters and a different level of pressure is absolutely true, and I think it has a great, great deal to do with playing team golf. Golfers
absolutely
are not used to it.
No doubt. Mark, enjoy your Wednesday. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, we were talking sort of art and fashion, meaning Ron English and Nike and Kevin Durant. It's a pretty powerful combination. And then I was looking at the GQ website. I think it's even actually the Australian GQ website. You know, they have the global magazine that, like, what gets published in Australia versus the UK versus America are all a little different.
Sure.
But they had all the products you could buy from No Time to Die. I mean, like, what the real product is.
Oh, cool.
It's ridiculous. I mean, what is this? Okay, when you say James Bond, women kind of go, eh, right? For the most part, growing up, it's a guy thing.
Yeah, it's
the
more,
James Bond movies, the character, the franchise, right? That doesn't say that women don't enjoy it, but it's like you want to go to these places, you want to dress in these nice clothes. Everybody's sort of like the first time they ever put on a tuxedo.
Right.
No?
Yeah.
And so when you look at what the stuff actually costs, it's ridiculous. So what's been like the poster of No Time to Die? And we've had like, two and a half years to consume all of this because it's coming out October 8th, finally.
Mm-hmm.
After how many resets? Six, maybe?
Yeah, multiple.
So the blue sweater that he's wearing, the army-looking sweater.
Okay.
In the stills, mm-hmm. you know, you see.
Yeah.
There's a company called N, like the letter N period Peel, P-E-A-L, and it's a London-based cashmere company that goes back as far as Goldfinger with their relationship with James Bond.
Oh, wow.
That ribbed army sweater is $644.
Oh.
Now, I don't own any $644 sweaters.
I will never own a $644 sweater.
It's a cool looking sweater.
Oh, it's great.
But it ought to be at $644, right?
Right.
The sunglasses that he's wearing in the film are Barton Pereira. And they have models that have launched exclusively in the UK in collaboration with this movie. And they are $499.
I was gonna take a stab and think that maybe you could get some value at $200. Nope.
The tan suit that's in like sort of the mm-hmm. motorcycle scene with the old Aston Martin, if you've seen the previews, is by Massimo, which is an Italian company. That suit is $1,412.
Whoa.
The tie worn along with that suit is Alexander Olch. I don't know if you're sure how it's pronounced. It's called the Avery. It's $227.
Wow.
There is the Omega Seamaster Diver 300mm 007 edition. And it is the old-fashioned sort of dial with a different strap, $13,075.
Oh, my goodness. $13,000 on your wrist?
Yeah. And then the gray suit scene is, of course, Tom Ford, who's been doing this with Daniel Craig for a little while there.
His suits look great on him. I will give him that.
Well, they ought to.
I mean, they're specifically tailored to
him. $8,000 suit.
Yeah. I mean, they are perfectly fit to him.
Mm-hmm. There's like an entire list of all of them. I mean, the shoes, the everything. Now, Varney shows back up. I haven't seen a pair of Varney sunglasses in a long time. They were big in like the 80s. They had like the ski thing, you know, like the, I don't even know what you want to call that on the side.
Yep.
With like the wraparound ears. $325. There's a Jamaica outfit that is literally the jeans alone from Tom Porter, $1,403.
Isn't there some? I saw an article that GQ had written like a few months ago about his boots, like just the tactical ones by Danner. I think those are like just regular shelf price.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're under $200.
The Danner boots. Okay, I've got those. They're the Tanica's tactical boots. $180.
Hey, so it's,
yeah, but I mean, you're saying you're down to the point where $180 is just regular guy.
Well, no, I mean, we looked at a pair of shoes that were $160. I mean, tennis shoes are $200.
No, I get that, but yeah. I'm saying, you know, most people probably aren't spending $180 for their boots off the shelf.
Sure. I guess what I was looking at is anybody that's wearing a $13,000 watch might be going for a $1,000 pair of boots, not the old cheapies.
Well, you know, listen, there's vanity and there's luxury and then there's actual, like, usefulness.
Right. So, like you said,
and
with
he's
the rock
like
and
broken
rollers.
Like everything, you know, right? I mean, he's got comfort.
I told you in 1989 for the Batman movie, Michael Keaton was wearing Jordans as Batman that were molded up his calf.
Yes.
So they look like bat boots, but they're Air Jordans.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not messing with my feet, just like this Rolling Stones on their new tour and all these old guys.
Yeah. And by the way, every single one of these things is packaged literally up for you to buy with a No Time to Die logo on. Including the boots.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's an American company, by the way.
I didn't know that.
They're the Tanica's 8-inch boots, about $180. So it's really weird that you picked the watch to sort of fixate on the price.
Well, the number was so high.
Well, it is, but
I know there are some that are...
think, though, that a watch...
Nope, does one thing.
But a watch and a sweater... Or a watch and a suit? I mean, the watch to me has more value. You own it a lifetime.
I understand. And there are hundreds of thousands of dollar watches.
Yes,
for sure.
But you spill ketchup on the suit and it's done.
Yeah, maybe. $13,000 is like in its own.
A pair of jeans at $1,400, though, and the watch is where you fix it.
That's the only one that's in a whole nother stratosphere.
I don't think it is. I think it's always surprising to me, like when you see something like a watch. I mean, like first of all, their hand. I mean, they're.
Let me rephrase.
A work of art, and they're something.
The craftsmanship,
that lasts
the machinery,
forever.
All of that is why the value is more. But comparing like the entry price, somebody could maybe work a few shifts and go get the jeans. Somebody, you know what I mean? Like if I save up over a few weekends, I can go get those jeans. It's going to be years before I can cobble together that watch.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying is it's a different price range.
I got you.
Not value wise. The value proposition is terrible on the sweater.
Yeah, sweaters or the jeans.
Yeah.
I mean,
are the worst because you can tear those suckers.
If you go to the like Gap or Old Navy and buy a pair of jeans for $19.95, yeah. Tell me what Tom Ford is doing that elevates that to $1,400.
Right. And you go down to tie your shoe and you hear the there's $1,400. Do you stitch those back up?
By the way, the Rogue Territory jacket, which is the kind of tan jacket, That's an American outerwear company called Rogue Territory. They do outerwear. It's 100 or it's 10 ounce American canvas with a weatherproof wax coating.
Yeah.
$400.
That probably is not terrible because it sounds like it has value and could actually, it's utilitarian.
Yeah, it actually works.
Yeah. I mean, we're still talking about a $400 jacket, but at least it's.
Nope, it's $295 right now.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, like every single company now has this, or $27 a month with this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's apps that do that for you.
A ton of them. So there you have it. You want to look like Bond, it's going to cost you about $30,000.
I don't think anybody much younger than me is interested in looking like Bond or even paying attention to him. I think it's going away.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's sad. It's been passed on from generation to generation to generation. Why do you think it's going away? Because you don't think they'll reinvent it?
Oh, for sure. But I don't think people are as invested like I am. And it's because the level of competition has risen. There are a lot more comparable James Bonds to some degree.
Maybe.
You know, they have Jason Bourne or John Wick or
that's an older audience, too. You're telling me that Daniel Craig is bringing in an older audience than Matt Damon or Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves is bringing in the youngsters.
I don't know about that.
John Wick's pretty.
It might be.
I'm just saying there's more choices. Those are off the top of my head.
I got that. I don't, in my mind, John Wick and James Bond are not even in the same universe.
I think John Wick nods to James, tips its cap to it.
That's not the point. It's three movies.
Versus a whole,
in the last 7 years versus 50 years of...
I'm not going to badmouth James Bond. It's one of my favorite franchises by far. So
I think there's room for it. I mean, I do.
There is room for it, and we'll keep getting it. I'm just saying that the next generation isn't like looking for that torch to be passed.
I feel like they've said... first of all, how do you know that? And how do you speak for an entire generation?
Like I'll have to answer to this.
No, I mean, if you would,
it's my anecdotal.
If you would couch that with, I have 20 kids at St. Teresa.
Okay, so I'll do a survey today. I bet you I will get a meh at best.
Okay, but then qualify that tomorrow when you report back with your survey that this is a classroom of kids at St. Teresa, not an entire generation.
And then when I ask an entire generation, you'll be like, yeah, but that's not the entire world.
No.
Anyone.
I'm just saying.
That's a goalpost moving. It's on wheels.
I feel like that you are tapped in, but sometimes you over-exaggerate how tapped in.
Like I just have the score.
Yes. I'm just saying. And you may be right. I'm just saying, I'm not, that's a surface value thing. I don't know. I think people thought it was over when Sean Connery left. People thought it was over when Roger Moore left. People went, what the hell is Timothy Dalton? And then it got back with Pierce Brosnan. And then everyone went, well, Daniel Craig took this to a whole other level.
He did.
So I think there's chances for it to be.
I think there's still chances. I just don't think it's the generational buy-in yet. And you know what might change that is if they were to cast somebody that, I mean, I think Daniel Craig brought a new group to it. I think if they find the right, if it were Tom Hiddleston, if it were somebody like a Michael B. Jordan or somebody.
I think it's got to go. You got to go younger. I think I don't think Hiddleston's got the star power for it.
Right.
I was trying to. Loki, but yeah. I think you got to. I'm fully expected them to completely reinvent the wheel.
Yeah. And if they do that, then it gives it new life.
Yeah. But I think they did that with Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But then they did it for what? 15 years? 10 years? It's got to be more than that.
Oh, yeah. I think when you add in the latest delays just because of COVID, it probably exaggerates.
So it's time to give it another refresh.
Yeah, and he's done.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. And I think if you look at certainly Skyfall made $1.1 billion. Mm-hmm. That's not old 60-year-old people.
No.
I mean, that was the by far highest grossing movie ever in the James Bond franchise.
Yeah, I would say it's 35 up is my gut feeling of where Bond is now. You throw somebody, if it were like, you can't do it because he's passed away, Chadwick Boseman or Michael B. Jordan or somebody of that generation where young people...
Well, there's absolutely a reason they can do that. Yeah, we'll see what happens next. Yeah.
And then you get it goes down to 25 plus, and then you got a whole new audience.
And then you think about like something like, you know, when this all started with like, you know, say like you know, from Russia with Love or Goldfinger or something back in the Sean Connery days, when there was like no choice of entertainment.
Right.
You go to the movies, that's all you had.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And yet Skyfall, you know, all those years later with all the choices, was far and away the highest grossing box office, you know, dollar to dollar, you know, year to year of any Bond movie ever.
Better film quality, better marketing,
yeah, of course,
better
but,
everything.
But a thousand more choices than there was in the 1960s.
Yep.
All right, one last break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today, we've got a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 68. It's going to be breezy with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 47. For Thursday, sunny and windy with a high near 70. And Friday, sunny and windy with a high near 80. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:54.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Decatur is full of hard-working business owners. From family-owned shops and restaurants to companies with hundreds of employees, local businesses are making a positive impact on our community. And we get it. We understand local businesses because we are a local business. We make our own decisions just like you. You're local, we're local, and we're all working to make our hometown an even better place. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Add curb appeal with a new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to four times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, by the way, just to put it into perspective for you out there, all-time worldwide box office, they have, they're north or approaching $10 billion worldwide with Bond. Where does that place them? That's literally, there's the Marvel series, there's Star Wars, and there's Bond. And that's the clear top three in the history of movies.
Awesome. Three good ones.
So, you know, it's that big. Now, I don't know how many Marvel films thus far have been...
Well, we're about to start Phase 4, so there's...
Well, I don't know, but I mean...
Teens?
Where does that add up? Like, with 25 Bond films, you know, and with the Star Wars, you had, what, nine?
And then the new trilogy, so 12.
Yeah. Yeah, but those haven't... Well, no, you had the three.
Oh, and then the Rogue story, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if those are... They didn't do that well at the box office. I mean, the Rogue series kind of got halted, didn't it?
Han Solo did all right. Yeah, they did okay.
Oh, it was a bomb. I think it turned around. I could be wrong, but I think it changed the trajectory of them doing more of those movies.
Right. Actually, you're right.
Okay. So, I mean, it's one for the ages, not just us geeks. $1,400 pair of jeans. That Daniel Craig looks great in clothes. I mean, you would expect to if you spent... $50,000 on the wardrobe for one movie. I wonder how many like pairs of jeans they come with. I mean, you know, like it can't be just like a pair, right?
Oh, heck no.
Stunt guys got to have the same pair.
Probably a dozen.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll get back here. Tanya Andrix will join us a little later in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk about her event tomorrow night with the Girl Scouts. We'll be back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your Stories Now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. This is Child Passenger Safety Week. It's estimated that 4 of 5 car seats are not installed correctly, putting kids in danger. That's why the Illinois Department of Transportation is focusing on the issue this week and holding Seat Check Saturday this weekend. Car seat safety technicians will be available throughout the state, helping parents make sure they have the right size seat and that it's being used correctly. Visit buckleupsaturdayillinois.org for more information. Celebrate fall with fun outdoor activities during the Fall Harvest Festival at Rock Springs Conservation Area on Saturday, October 16th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.